Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams won the Democrat primary for New York City Mayor on Tuesday evening. Adams says he's a moderate Democrat and has promised to strike a balance between fighting crime and ending racism in the NYPD. New York City's first election using a ranked choice voting system ended in 135,000 test ballots being added to the election totals, putting earlier results into disarray. The Biden administration fell short of its goal to have 70% of all American adults receive at least one COVID-19 vaccination by July 4th. So on Tuesday, the administration announced a new plan to take vaccinations door-to-door to see your papers.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door-to-door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people.
The administration's goal is to boost vaccine participation. We are USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Russian hackers strike again. Now what? Dan Rafia reports.
More than 1,500 businesses around the world have been affected by the largest ransomware attack ever recorded. The attack occurring over the July 4th holiday weekend against U.S.-based IT software company Kaseya. Russian hacking gang R-Evil has taken credit for the attack, demanding a $70 million ransom. The hack puts more pressure on President Biden to respond to Russia over the attack. Former Defense Intelligence Agency officer Rebecca Koffler says the U.S. needs to respond, and strongly. She tells Fox News that the federal government has been asleep at the wheel in preventing cyber attacks.
President Biden said that he has directed the intelligence community to do a deep dive. Well, it is very unfortunate that the deep dive is being directed after the attack and not before. So we have been sleeping at the wheel with regard to the Russian threat. So that's number one. So we have to catch up in terms of understanding their mindset and how they intend to use cyber.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Healthcare in America is some of the most expensive on the planet. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Americans consistently call the cost of healthcare their number one financial concern. That's especially true for the 155 million working Americans and their employers who are paying the highest costs of all. Americans pay about twice as much per person than citizens in other developed nations, and yet tens of millions of people are still uninsured or underinsured. USA Radio News had a chance to catch up with Marshall Allen. He's a reporter with ProPublica. He's also the author of a new book titled Never Pay the First Bill, How to Fight the Healthcare System and Win. And one of the things we discuss is how doctors are left out of the loop when it comes to the cost of procedures.
When it comes to the bills, the doctors really don't know what's going on. I think they should get more engaged. But really what's happening is the business side of American healthcare is piggybacking on the trust that we put in our doctors and nurses and other clinicians. We trust them to heal us, right? So then we don't think that the business side of the industry is going to prey on us and exploit us financially, but unfortunately they're violating that trust that we've put in the doctors and other providers.
While the average cost cost of health insurance is $452 a month. This cost may vary depending on where you live and how much coverage you want. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show and to access our incredible archive of brilliant interviews with these great guests that, are single-heartedly in agreement with the mission of this radio show, and that is to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And by all means, you're welcome to download to your heart's content, share them with your friends and neighbors, pass the word that, this is an intelligent, serious radio program that is, like I said, committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, getting the experts that you want to hear from on the topics that, culturally that we're dealing with. Rick Manning hopefully will join us here in a few minutes. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty in connecting with Rick. Rick is the president of Americans for Limited Government, and he's got a lot of things to brag about. I mean, they did a full push on, getting social media posts out to Congress, and they had something like 7,800 followers on Facebook, and that bombarded our elected officials, to put them on notice regarding, Dr. Fauci. I mean, the declaration is, look at, he is not serving our purposes. You need to fire him. I mean, here's the highest paid government official that this is actually what it's come down to, is a vote of no confidence for Dr. Fauci for lots of reasons. I mean, things that we've known about, we've been reporting on for, 18 months or so. The real truth about Dr. Fauci and the way he's kind of politically positioned himself. More for political reasons than for the interest of, our national health. I mean, he has really abandoned his reason to exist in his capacity. It seems to be very self-serving, driven by, politics and the order of the day, than it is really the safety of America. And I understand, the science is a process. It's constantly asking questions. It constantly evolves. It's not a perfect art form. Okay, we have to understand that from the get-go. Although right now, because of COVID and because of the political climate, and it's expedient and advantageous for one political party because they've got control of this narrative, they want science to be presented as if, they're God. Well, they're not. And clearly, you can see the evidence that is on full-blown exposure, how they've messed up in their reporting and how they've been so confusing. Wear a mask, don't wear a mask, wear two masks, wear three masks, it's all over. Oh, yeah, and then if you get vaccinated, then you have nothing. Well, but you still do. And then there's these variants that keep coming into play here that, you know, right about the time that you think, okay, I can breathe a little bit. There's, you know, there's some room here and light at the end of the tunnel. All of a sudden, there's this new variant. And guess what? They're back at it full blown, because what it does is it gives them power and control. This is how disgusting this whole situation is. And it's not about the safety of the American people. It's about power and control. And to what end? You know, people are wondering, what's the final game here? And this is what Marxists and socialists and communists do. It's only about destruction. You know, they are partners with the one who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And this is right before us. And it's amazing, because even people of faith who know better are siding at times with Marxists. And you go, really? I mean, can you consider for just a moment what their reason de jure is and what they're trying to sell us on? You know, I mean, it just takes a little bit of common sense. Now, I'm encouraged because of what I'm seeing across the country in varying cities. And you've heard me respond to this and refer to the mama bears. The mama bears are coming out in force. And they're letting school boards know that the CRT stuff isn't good. And I'm hopeful in this regard, that for all the push that the union is doing, the teachers union, of course, the largest teachers union, led by, Randy Weingarten, is that maybe they're going to play the last card. I mean, they have controlled public education for decades, for well over 100 years. They have controlled it. And what have they done with it? I mean, are our kids doing so much better? I mean, when you go back historically, believe it or not, there was this little book called the New England Primer. And I think that's what the exact, it was just a little blue book, about 70 pages. And the kids at that time, at the turn of the century, that's what they used to teach kids in classrooms. And I would dare say with that little 72-page book, you know, the kids learned a lot more than they're learning today. And here we spend all this money on books and curriculum, teachers, administrators, and on, and it's like, you got to be kidding me. And we rank 27th, and somehow the teachers union is sort of claiming some sort of high ground. And, of course, I think they've overplayed this issue of COVID and, you know, how they've really failed our kids in this whole situation. And I understand in part, you know, that the real fear of what's going on and how they might be vulnerable. But we know, again, following the science, the kids are not vulnerable. They are not the ones that are getting impacted. It's people that are older. You know, the average age, believe it or not, according to a recent study of people who have died of COVID or even have died with comorbidities and COVID to be a part of what took them out is 80 years of age. So when you look at it, and this is not to disregard the significance of life and the importance of every life, it's putting it in perspective here. I mean, and even, you know, as I keep reporting, which is shocking to me, that the CDC came out and said, what, about 2.5 weeks ago, the actual number of people who died from COVID alone, okay, no comorbidities, they weren't dealing with diabetes and, you know, weight problems and anything else, but only those that died of COVID, and that's it, was about 5%. 5%. So 5% of the number that's reported is less than how many people die of flu every year. And we're talking right now, the numbers maybe about 30,000 people were people that died of COVID only. But yet we've been, you know, scared and we've been made fearful so that they can control us. And this is what they're doing. Rick also urged Congress in this email, I say Rick and the rest of the activists who sent out their media post to Congress, said reject H.R. 1. You know, the Democrats' vote rigging bill, you know, as DeRoy Murdoch has said clearly, the Democratic Party has become the party of voter fraud. That's clearly what's going on. And you can look and consider you know, their policy proposals and how they have attacked these various cities and the people doing the audits. It's to serve their own interest and their own purpose, not to make sure that we are going to be subjected to free and fair elections going forward. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Stay with us. The conversation continues here at 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Hey, welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, we do have the real Rick Manning with us now. Don't tell him what I said about him because he was so intensely engrossed in his project that, but that's okay. We understand that that can happen. But meanwhile, we were just bragging on you, Rick. What you were doing and what the followers have done. at Get Liberty and Americans for Limited Government has just been astounding. But this is what activism looks like. This is what We the People looks like. You know, your members sent out over 7,000 emails to Congress, and I was expanding on, you know, one of them. There were several urges of Congress to take action on. The first one was to fire Anthony Fauci, clearly for, you know, his lack of competence. This is a vote of no confidence, absolutely, because of, you know, his interests that have that seem to be have little concern for We the People and the job that he has. Also urging Congress to reject H.R. 1, the Democrats' vote rigging bill. I said to the audience that, you know, DeRoy Murdoch from Fox, he refers to the Democratic Party as the party of voter fraud. And based on their policies that they want to pursue, what they're doing in various state houses, how they really murked up the whole waters in the process of the 2020 election. And but that's going to be ignored, because according to Nancy Pelosi, the most important thing to look into is what happened on January the 6th, right?
Yeah, well, they are the party of voter fraud, first of all. The their history is one of voter fraud. Tammany Hall were Democrats. Cook County, the Daily Machine, Democrats. The entire history of political corruption in this country revolves around Democratic Party stealing elections. So that's not an unusual – that's kind of what they are. It's glad somebody's telling them that. We put out a cartoon this week, which we're redefining them as their branding, going away from the donkey to the hippopotamus, because they are the party of hypocrites. So we're calling it the Hippocratic Party. Because they are, in fact, you know, it's not enough to be an ass. You have, they're actually just hypocrites. And so we might as well give them the hippo as their brand. But the, but yeah, it's been really exciting. You know, people are fired up. People are getting involved. People are taking action. And one of the things we try to do, it's one thing to inform people, because we always try to do that. We try to give people the facts, but we also want to engage them, because it isn't enough just to get you mad. We have to get you to give you some way to deal with it.
Exactly.
So every day we try to figure out how to engage people, how to get so people will say, I'm not only informed, I'm active, I'm doing something about it, because if we don't do something about it, we lose.
We got to move the needle. There's no doubt about it. Speaking of memes, my buddy in Tennessee sent me this cartoon, two cowboys talking over the fence. And the guy says, all I'm saying is that the difference between humans and animals is that animals would never allow the dumbest of the herd to lead them.
Yeah, that's very true.
I mean, this stuff is common sense, but the deal is, like, well, you said, you got options here. You can get all upset and animated and everything like that, but take that energy and direct it in a direction that will move the needle and affect the change. Because the fact of the matter is, you see, what scares the holy what have you out of these elected officials is life after Congress. I mean, they cannot handle life. I mean, forget about what Nancy Pelosi said about her people that, you know, led especially the second impeachment of Donald Trump, that they were so brilliant that they could be working three or four different jobs. I would welcome that opportunity for them. But the fact of the matter is, and you know better than I do, Rick, you've been around it for a long time, it scares the holy what have you out of these people. It's all about getting reelected. It's all about power, and the way that we encounter that power and that greed and that lust that is driving them against the will of the people is for the will of the people to overpower it and push back.
100% correct, and it's a on elections. I know one of the big questions, and I actually got asked this by my parents last week when I was in D.C. or in L.A. area visiting.
Yeah, D.C. is almost like L.A. I can understand why you can confuse it.
But they asked me both independently. Said, you know, Rick, why should we bother? You know, it's all fixed. And this is something which I've been asked on multiple occasions, but I was kind of surprised to hear it from my parents. And, but they were really looking for me to give them the answer of what they should tell other people. Mm-hmm. And so I'll just tell you listeners what I told them. I said, America's too important to not fight for. Exactly. Yeah, they cheated. They stole the last election. But that doesn't mean we let them steal the country. Mm-hmm. We need to stand up at this moment and fix the campaign, the election laws, which is being done in a lot of states and which is a good thing. We need to stand up and say no to the critical race theory that's invading our schools and putting poison in the ears of our children. We have to stop that. And the only way we do that is by becoming engaged, by becoming active. And it doesn't have, and if you live, if your congressman, most congressmen are either on your side or they're against you, but they still need to hear from you. But go to your local school board meetings, go to your local city council meetings, go to your county commission meetings, find out what's going on, tell them what you're concerned about. Sit down one-on-one with an elected official, with a school board member, and say, hey, here's why critical race theory is wrong, and explain it to them. And get your local state legislator to get involved in terms of getting in the fight as opposed to just sitting on the sidelines like most elected officials mm-hmm. do. Because it's not just Congress. We have the capacity. We have to take this country back, not just at the federal level, but we have to take it back at every single school board. We
exactly.
Have to make certain that
and that's where and that change can happen a lot faster, Rick. At a local 100%. Level, that happens much quicker. On a federal level, a little bit longer story there. But you can have a short-term game plan and a long-term game plan. I think ultimately when it comes to education, the push needs to be on, Congress to free up our tax dollars and affect a voucher program that parents can choose where they want to send their kids to school. And let's open up, our educational system to the free market. And you see what happens real quick. America will go from ranking 27 to we'll be in the top five, I would say, in a matter of less than a decade. That could happen.
Since our nation chose to have a Department of Education, our national ranking for education quality around the world has plummeted.
Yes.
It's plummeted. The federalization of our education system has been a disaster. Every one of the improvements that have been offered have dumbed down our kids. And so it's time to take back the curricula. And taking back the curricula is a school board issue, it's a state issue. Mm-hmm. And Scott Walker, who's former governor of Wisconsin, has a group mm-hmm. that is developing curricula. There's a lot of other groups, National Association of Scholars, which are developing curricula. So there's lots of things that can be taught in the schools, not just what the federal government, what the left has been cramming down people's throats. Be involved. Make sure your children, your grandchildren, your neighbor's children are not being effectively indoctrinated into a Marxist ideology.
Yes.
That's the way to take this country back, because most people don't realize this. The school board members are elected with about 10% of the people voting. Mm-hmm. 10% of the people voting.
Yeah.
That means 5 or 6% of the people in your school district can actually elect a school board member. So that's real power. That's the ability for individuals to make a difference in a place where it really matters. Get involved in those things. Vote against the teachers' union candidates and start electing people who are going to stand for parents, stand for students, and stop worrying about and be adversaries to the teachers' unions, not to the teachers, but to the unions.
Yeah, find the issue that most moves you and do not let it go. Hang on to it like a dog on a bone. And you'd be surprised what's going to happen. We need to do this. We need this kind of intentional intensity, Rick, because as you mentioned and suggested, for too long we've been apathetic. We've been too busy dealing with life and other things and raising our families. And meanwhile, you've got government officials and organizations that want to take the place of parenting, want to take the place of, the family unit. And that has to end now. How can they get involved? We've got 16 seconds left here, Rick.
Go to GetLiberty.org, GetLiberty.org, and subscribe.
Rick Manning, President of Americans for Limited Government. Thank you, Rick. Take care. Godspeed.
Thank you, buddy.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Law Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams won the Democrat primary for New York City Mayor on Tuesday evening. Adams says he's a moderate Democrat and has promised to strike a balance between fighting crime and ending racism in the NYPD. New York City's first election using a ranked choice voting system ended in 135,000 test ballots being added to the election totals, putting earlier results into disarray. The Biden administration fell short of its goal to have 70% of all American adults receive at least one COVID-19 vaccination by July 4th. So on Tuesday, the administration announced a new plan to take vaccinations door-to-door to see your papers.
Now we need to go to community by community, neighborhood by neighborhood, and oftentimes door-to-door, literally knocking on doors, to get help to the remaining people.
The administration's goal is to boost vaccine participation. We are USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. I found it quite interesting. The president of the American Teachers Federation, or I should say Federation of Teachers, Randy Weingartner, says that she's opening up. She's prepared to open up their legal war chest to defend something that she said they're supposedly not teaching us. I mean, what? That they're not teaching our kids. What is the real language here? Thank goodness we've got Jenny Beth Martin with us. Jenny Beth can ferret all this out and make sense of the gobbledygook coming out of these activists and these progressives that want us to believe somehow, because I think that we assume that they have our children's best interests in mind. But I'm not seeing it, Jenny Beth. Well, what am I missing here?
Well, I don't think you're missing a thing. I think they want us to believe that because they cloak a lot of what they are doing in words that sound good: social, emotional learning, equity, diversity, inclusion. They all sound like they're good words, but they are changing the meaning of the words, and their meaning of the words are not what we would want.
Well, you know, and I'm trying to look up the AFT's mission statement to see if I can gather probably what it talks about, but it has little. In fact, when I read it, it says the American Federation of Teachers is a union of professionals that champions fairness, democracy, economic opportunity, high-quality public education, health care, and public services for our students, their families, and our communities. Well, look at the order there. I mean, the reason that they should exist is for high-quality public education. Well, when you rank 27th of, you know, the nations of the world with teaching and educating our young people, what happened to high-quality public education, and what grade do you give yourself for that?
Well, I think that this is part of the reason why they're doing what they're doing. It's much more difficult. Academic standards are measurable, and you can compare how a teacher is succeeding or failing based on academic standards. If you change the standards away from academic standards to social-emotional standards, those are quantitative rather than qualitative. So it's much more difficult to determine whether you're doing a good job or not, and you can say everyone's doing a good job. So you can appear to have high-quality public education because you're looking at touchy-feely quantitative measurements rather than harder, more firm academic standards, especially academic standards and measurements when it comes to math, which is firm and black and white and not gray.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably the most exacting of our science disciplines, isn't it?
It is, and I think that's why there are states like Virginia that have talked about changing the standards and getting rid of advanced placement for mathematics, because it is so exacting, and it's difficult to measure. The fact is, these they're playing word games with us, and they are saying things like, well, we are going to teach about slavery and Jim Crow laws and the Civil War, and you're not going to stop us, and you cannot stop us from teaching about critical race theory. Okay, first, no one, not one single place that has passed a resolution saying you will not teach critical race theory is saying do not teach about slavery, racism, Jim Crow laws or the Civil War. We must know about those things so we do not repeat the mistakes of the past. No one is saying don't teach that. What we're saying is teach the facts, don't teach critical theory. And critical theory is not critical thinking. It is teaching people to be critical of the country, to question everything, to question authority, and it attempts to break down the basics of a working, functioning society. You can, and if you want to teach critical race theory, let's say that you want to teach the history of critical race theory, what critical race theory is, what it is in an academic standpoint, like the way they teach it in law school, okay, fine. You go teach what it is and teach what other kind of theories are as well, but don't implement it. What they're doing right now is they're saying we don't teach it. Maybe they can argue whether they teach it or not, but they are actually implementing critical race theory. They are being critical race theorists in practice in school systems around this country by saying everything must be equitable with equal outcomes rather than equal opportunity.
Well, and that is such a red herring in and of itself, because Jenny Beth, you know, just even in your own family and my family with our kids, every kid's different. There's no equality. There's no equal outcome for these kids coming from the same family. My friends, over the years of, you know, decades of living, you can't even find equity in a family because you have some children that are wired in certain respects, good fortune, God's blessing, whatever you want to refer to it as, just outperform for whatever reason naturally. And if you throttle that down, which is pretty much the heart and the spirit of unionization. Unionization is all about this equal, you know, outcome. And it mediocritizes people in the process. Now, if you are in the level of mediocrity, Hey, you can live. It's not a problem. But for people that excel, the high achievers in that, you talk about brain bruising. You are going to damage these kids in this process. We're already seeing this happen at a school level. And, you know, the other thing that drives me nuts about this whole deal is we're having all this uproar based on a theory. On theory. Okay, I mean, come on, really? We're turning our educational system based on a theory? I mean, I'm open. Hey, we can teach, and I think we've been doing, we've been approaching it. But I think to really get down and really be effective, I think we've got to get away from this this dogma and this activism that's being presented by, you know, these activist union organizations that are hijacking our educational system, and we need to return the process to the free market. Let the vouchers come. Give parents vouchers. Let them choose the best place for their kids to be educated, and let's move forward. Because if anything, we've learned a lot about the unions, about teachers, and the educational system as it stands right now. We have really done a lot of damage to our kids this past year.
Yes, I agree with everything you said. The one thing that I want to point out is that if you are in the thing that our public education system is supposed to do is provide equal opportunity for everyone. So kids have, even if you're in an economically disadvantaged area, if you're in such an area, then you still have an opportunity for success in life. And I have gone through, it is not a secret, I've gone through financial crisis. I had to file bankruptcy. I've also been divorced. And I know that for parents, if you're in the height of that kind of a situation where you're in financial crisis,
yes,
vouchers are the last thing in the world on your mind. You just want to know your kids are getting the education that they need so they have a better chance to be better than you are. Mm-hmm. And I think vouchers are important strategically in the long run, but we also have to deal with the kids who are in school right now and make sure that they're being taught what they need so they can be successful.
100%.
We can't cede that ground right now. There's a battle right now we have to fight. And even if our area allowed vouchers, we still need to be fighting it on behalf of kids everywhere in the country.
Well, without a doubt, and this is part of the drawback, as we were talking with Rick Manning a moment ago, the federalization of our educational system all these years later, over 100 years, do we have enough empirical evidence to demonstrate the good, the bad, the ugly, and what needs to be done to reform our educational system, you know, for the benefit of our kids and our families out there, regardless of the situations, like you say, hard times fall on many families, and not that we expect everything to be the end all and be all, but we can do better than we're doing right now, certainly, Jenny Beth. Jenny, where can people go for more information?
Go to teapartypatriots.org, teapartypatriots.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer
offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and Stephen Kendrick joins us now. We're going to be talking about two new movies, one a documentary, another a movie that will be rolling out here very shortly. We've got Show Me the Father, which will release in September of this year, and then right after that, Courageous Legacy, which will release on October the 15th. Stephen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Glad to be a part of the program, Bill.
All right. Always love having you on and staying on top of, you know, the latest project of the Kendrick brothers. So tell us about this new and actually the first documentary, Show Me the Father.
Yes. Show Me the Father is coming out September 10th in theaters across the United States. It's our first documentary. It's a very cinematic story laying out five true fatherhood stories, and we got really good, inspiring ones. We actually talk about our dad and his impact on each of our films. My daughter's adoption story is a part of that as well. And we have Jim Daly, who's the president of Focus on the Family. He grew up fatherless, and he talks about how God became the father for him when his earthly father was not there for him. So it's really an emotional roller coaster. And we talk about one of the biggest breakthroughs in someone's spiritual life happens when they begin to relate to God as their loving, perfect father. So it's a, it's really an emotional story, but it unfolds in a way that really has a message for everyone.
What was the motivation behind, you know, this project? Because this is different. This is the first time you've gone into the documentary genre.
We've been a part of something called the Fatherhood Commission since 2012, and partnering with over 100 different fathering organizations to stay up to date with the fatherlessness crisis that's going on across America. You know, 25% of kids growing up in fatherless homes in America, and it causes them to be more likely to end up on drugs, in prison, in poverty, to drop out of school. But bigger than that, there is an epic position that fatherhood has in Scripture, because God says he wants to turn the hearts of fathers back to their children and children back to their fathers. But he calls himself a father. And when Jesus showed up, he is explaining to us, you don't just pray to God as this abstract, distant being, but learn to relate to him as a perfect, loving father. And that one key transition that can happen in a person's life brings so many breakthroughs. It did in my life, in my own walk with God. And but we took one of the best NFL stories with Sherman Smith that got the best review on ESPN, and we unfold his fatherhood journey and his story with a player that he was coaching that's in the story as well. And so this movie really has something for everybody. Kids can watch it. It's safe for the whole family, but it has a lot of twists and turns as well.
You know, we're seeing a lot and hearing a lot more about the fatherless epidemic that has impacted, I would say, not only in America, but around the world. And I know that you and Alex are consistent prayer warriors. Did you have this sense, because it seems to, you know, gel with other people feeling different parts of the elephant, blindfolded, as we say, that, you know, this is something that God revealed to you, and that you said, okay, look, at the time is now, and we really need to put a full court press on this issue of fatherlessness?
Well, and it's been going on for decades, but more recently, when you look at the statistics, it is in our face, because the vast majority of incarcerated juveniles grew up in fatherless homes. You know, you pick, really, it is the upstream issue. If you want to help our country with opioid crisis, with psychiatric problems, with drug use, rape, domestic violence, if you go back and you help dads to step up and get involved in their kids' lives, you can help all of those issues simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So we see in Scripture, as we were praying through this issue, that God has a heart for the fatherless. It says in Psalm 68, he will step in and be the father to the fatherless. He tells the church in James 1, here's pure religion, that you focus in on taking care of the widows and the fatherless in your culture and in your generation, wherever you are. And so it is a massive issue. But even people that grew up where dad was involved in their lives, if they don't know how to relate to God as a loving father, they're going to deal with worry issues, with fear issues, with all kinds of personal identity issues that he can solve in our lives when we realize he is a loving God and he does have a relationship with us.
And some of this stuff is so academic. Maybe, you know, for some of us, we've taken it for granted. I watched recently a documentary of still a young man. He was probably latter 40s, and he was in tears, Steve, and he was just saying, I just wanted a dad to tell me I was doing something wrong. I mean, just something that basic. It really caught my attention, and I couldn't help but suffer for this young man that, you know, he's 40-something and having, you know, 4 decades of his life without a dad to say, hey, you're on the right track or you're on the wrong track.
Yes. Well, we're longing for that in our lives. We talk about in the movie Show Me the Father the roles that dad plays. He is a provider. He is a protector. But he's also a teacher, the book of Proverbs communicates. He's a comforting, compassionate friend, Scripture communicates. He is a hopeful encourager coming alongside his children, and he provides a blessing for them. He tells his kids, not after they get it all together, not after they score the touchdown or get all A's in school, but a loving father actually on the front end, almost like a farmer in a field cultivating the soil on the front end, a father will bless his children and communicate, I love you, I'm with you, I'm going to support you, I'm going to pray for you, cheer you on every step of the way, and I'll be there for you. We talk about how to give that blessing to your children in Show Me the Father. And I think this movie is going to really inspire people at a deep core level. We've had standing ovations already at some of the pre-screens, and people have walked away saying, I didn't realize how deeply I needed to see a film to learn about the fatherhood of God.
Wow, that's awesome. You mentioned the adoption of your own daughter, Mia. Can you touch on that a little bit? We've got about 4.5 minutes, and I still want to have some time to talk about the Courageous Legacy.
it was really a miracle. We had four biological children, and my wife and I was actually on an airplane, and we unfold this story of kind of a miracle, how God spoke to me in the midst of prayer about adopting a baby girl. And this was so out of left field for me. That was not something I was pursuing. And we went through 2 years of paperwork, and then we adopted this girl from China, brought her home. And we saw this incredible identity shift. She went from being Zhang Yifan in China in a communist country with as an unwanted orphan with health problems and no hopeful future, anticipating being trafficked one day when she ages out of the system. Exactly. And now she's in an American Christian loving home with a mom and dad who are there for her, ready to supply her education needs or medical needs, all those things. And this whole identity shift really awakened us to our spiritual adoption. In Ephesians 1, it says, when we believe in Jesus, God spiritually adopts us into his family, and he begins to provide for us. He begins to hear our prayers at a deeper level. He loves us unconditionally. We have an inheritance. We're joint heirs with Christ, Scripture says, the same inheritance as the other children. And so this whole parallel was so eye-opening for us. But it really introduced us to the fatherhood of God at a deeper level.
Well, you are re-releasing the widely popular movie, Courageous, celebrating its 10th anniversary. What made you and Alex want to re-release it?
Well, Courageous has such a special place in our hearts because the international impact was just shocking to us. When it came out in 2011, we were being contacted from thousands of officers in Ecuador, Panama, in Malawi, Africa. Men were watching the movie in a mud hut. We were contacted by the International Space Station. They were watching it on the space station. But the movie really walks through how a dad, regardless of the broken example he was given by his own father, how he can make a resolution and say, I'm gonna do what's right. I'm gonna break these bad chains that I have been given from my father and my grandfather, and I'm gonna leave a new legacy for my children. And so Courageous is coming up on 10 years. We went back and we shot a new ending on the film. We've re-edited it, recolored it, new sound. We talk about the impact the movie's had internationally. We're calling it Courageous Legacy. It's the best version of the movie we've ever had.
Wow.
And it's really an event, and it will be coming out in theaters across the U.S. on October the 15th. People can go to CourageousTheMovie.com if they want more information. But we have a new generation 10 years later of young men who have become dads all across America and who will be watching this movie differently. But the issue of fatherlessness and the need for strong fathers is just as important as ever.
It's kind of like a 1-2 punch here between, with these two films. And, Stephen, so much of what you guys do, the audience engagement and response is phenomenal. And I can only imagine you've got some favorite stories to share about the reaction, you know, from the audience after seeing Courageous.
Absolutely. To be contacted and to hear grown women say, my dad in his 80s went to watch this movie and came home and told me he loved me for the first time, you know, to be contacted from 1,000 police officers in the Philippines coming to Christ after seeing Courageous was just mind-blowing.
We look forward to the releases of these two movies. Is there a website that we can go to be in touch?
Yes. ShowMeTheFatherMovie.com is for the September 10th release of Show Me the Father. And then 5 weeks later, CourageousTheMovie.com is for Courageous Legacy. We hope people will check it out on October 15th.
Stephen Kendrick, thanks for being with us. Take care. God bless.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extreme